You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. After 8 years, NPR recently ended its online comments, deciding it's more productive, more useful to disable the online comments at NPR.org and focus on conversations happening on social media. Well, Michigan Radio is going to do the same. We will discontinue the comments section of our website next Monday, September 5th. Here now to talk about this decision, what's behind it all, is Michigan Radio's digital editor, Mark Brush. And Mark, certainly NPR and now Michigan Radio aren't outliers here, are we?
That's right. We have seen this before with other media organizations. Reuters has done it. New York Times has really pared down on what they allowed people to comment on. So it's been a trend that's been going on. NPR just kind of sparked the conversation for us.
And so we are going to do the same. And so what's going on here, Mark?
Yeah, so essentially this is kind of when we first went online with digital news. Mm-hmm. Online commenting was kind of just a thing that you did. But we've discovered over the years the conversations that tend to take place there just aren't very useful conversations. They tend to be conversations that, you know, people are sniping at each other, but there's no real value in that conversation that's taking place in that section of our website. And I think other people have found that as well.
And what have you found numbers-wise as far as is audience participation in the Michigan Radio online comments section?
It is a very small fraction of the people who come to our website and read the stories and take them in. In the last year, if you look at the numbers, we've had over 2 million unique users come to the website, read our news. But the number of comments that have been left, there's been 10,000 of them. So it's less than 1% of the total audience that's there. And frankly, I just don't think people go there to see the comments that often, not that big of an audience.
What do you say to those who say, hey, transparency, some transparency is going to be lost along with access to our producers and the reporters and hosts who deliver the news for Michigan Radio every day?
The transparency will not go away. We still have robust, lively conversations about the journalism we do on Facebook, on Twitter, through email, through phone calls. We have a lot of conversation going on there. So it's not going away. The conversation isn't going away. It's just that we're deciding that the conversation is not useful down in the comments section. It hasn't proven to be useful. If down the line there's some technology that comes out where
new platform of some kind.
That, mm-hmm. where the conversation is useful, you know, we'll take a look at that. We're always kind of looking at ways to improve the conversation with the community. So transparency is always going to be there for us.
Do you feel like anything will be lost when the online comments end next Monday, Mark?
I don't think anything will be lost there. I really do think that we are going to have better conversations on the other channels that we have because we'll be able to dedicate more time to those other channels and spend more time in those places where the conversation is productive.
Mark Brush is Michigan Radio's digital editor. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, Cindy.